I'm David Hollop, an attorney focusing on personal injury law in Northwest Indiana. Welcome to Personal Injury Primer, where we break down the law into simple terms, provide legal tips, and discuss personal injury law topics. Today's question comes from a caller who said that she just discovered that a tumor for which she recently had surgery appeared on a CT scan that she had several years ago. Though the tumor is clearly visible on the scan, she was never told that she had a tumor when the CT scan was done 5 years ago. She said that if she'd known she had a tumor 5 years ago, she would have immediately had surgery. She goes on to say she would have avoided having the pain and symptoms she's been going through and seeing doctors about for the last 5 years. She wanted to know her legal rights. Let's assume for the sake of this discussion that the CT scan was incorrectly read and that the 5-year-old CT scan did show a small tumor. Let's also assume that if the patient knew 5 years ago that she had a tumor, she would have hired a surgeon to remove it 5 years ago. Does that mean that the caller has a good case? We should also assume that since the mistake 5 years ago was recently uncovered, that the statute of limitations of 2 years would be deemed tolled by a court, and that the court would permit the patient to sue even though 2 years expired from the date of the medical mistake. Thus, the issue we are discussing is, can the patient win in court simply on her own word that she would have had surgery right away 5 years ago had she known about the tumor? Will the court permit her to stand up and say, "I want 5 years for pain and suffering while the other doctors struggle to diagnose the cause of my pain in the area of the body where the tumor was located?" How a judge might rule is going to depend on other facts that come to light. The reason I say that is because the defendant who made the medical mistake is going to argue that the patient has to have medical proof that their symptoms for the last 5 years are in hindsight entirely due to the presence of the small but growing tumor that, aside from the fact that it did show up on the CT scan, was so small that it really did not cause significant pain until shortly before her doctors uncovered it and removed it. How do courts normally rule on this kind of question? In other words, is a court going to say that you can, as the patient, just simply get up in court and say that you would have immediately had surgery 5 years ago and take your word alone on that issue? Or will the court say that you have to have medical testimony to support your assertion and back up your statements? A court very well may say that medical testimony is required because a medical doctor is the only one qualified to causally connect the pain and symptoms occurring over the past 5 years to the existence of the tumor. But if so, will a medical doctor be unwilling to make that connection? In fact, the patient had gone to several physicians making complaints over the past 5 years, but those complaints did not lead to a diagnosis of a tumor. In fact, they were vague complaints that might have been associated with a lot of medical issues, even allergies. Is there a bright line to describe when a court would decide you do need medical testimony, or the court might decide you don't need medical testimony? No, there's no bright line. 10 judges might rule 10 different ways. If the medical issue is so simple that lay people on a jury could easily understand it, then a court may not require a medical opinion. Let me give you an example. Suppose the undiagnosed tumor resulted in elbow pain and swelling of the elbow. If those symptoms would point to a tumor, a court might allow the patient to stand on their own testimony. However, if the symptoms could be accounted for by overexertion, say too much tennis or too much golf, and there is evidence that the patient was playing a lot of tennis and playing a lot of golf, then a court would likely require medical testimony. I hope you found this information helpful. If you are a victim of someone's carelessness, substandard medical care, product defect, work injury, or another personal injury, please call 219 736-9700 with your questions. You can also learn more about us by visiting our website at davidhalablaugh.com. While there, make sure you request a copy of our book, Fighting for Truth.